Continuing with the chapter on striving, Babun fil Mujahadati, the chapter on striving. And we explained that there are three types of striving. One is striving against the physical enemy, the other is striving against shaitan, and the third is striving against one's internal self, one's nafs, continuously striving against one's nafs. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حجبت النار بالشهوات وحجبت الجنة بالمكاره متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that hellfire, Jahannam, is veiled by desires and paradise, Jannat, is veiled by hardships. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Jahannam, hellfire, is veiled by desires and Jannat is veiled by hardships. And in another riwayat in Muslim Sharif it comes, Huffat, that instead of saying veiled, the word barrier, there's a barrier, or surrounded, the word surrounded has been used instead of veiled. Both have a similar meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that He has created Jannat, and now Jannat has been veiled, has been covered. A barrier has been put between us and Jannat. And what is that barrier? Makarihi, difficulties and hardships. In other words, to the eye, it looks as though it's very something that's very difficult, it's very hard, because we can't see beyond the barrier, beyond the curtain, beyond the wall, we can't see what is on the other side. Our eyesight is limited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala is telling us that on the other side there's so much of enjoyment, there's so much of pleasures, there's so much of entertainment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. Look beyond that veil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put, that veil of difficulties. For example, a person has to wake up early for Fajr Salah. It looks so difficult, it looks so hard. This is a veil around the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for this difficulty of Fajr Salah. There's some veil, and what is beyond this veil? Beyond this veil is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beyond this veil, Allah ta'ala has kept Jannat. Allah ta'ala has kept the pleasures of Jannat. But He just surrounded, just wrapped up, just covered up like one present. Present that has got a very nice wrapping. But inside that box, if there's dead rats and dead cockroaches and all dead type of insects, does anybody want a gift like that? It's got a nice wrapping. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us a beautiful example here. It's like a present, it's like a box. It's either wrapped up nicely with a nice wrapping, but inside is nothing but filth. So this is what you call the shahwat, the temptations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that He has veiled Jahannam with desires, and He has veiled Jannat with hardships. So it looks hard, it looks difficult, but we just go beyond the difficulty. Another person endures the difficulty, beyond it, Allah ta'ala has kept Jannat. So a person may find it hard, now how must I take out my zakat, so much of money, 2.5% I got to take out of my wealth, it's something hard, but he must tell himself, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me that beyond this difficulty is Jannat. There's no price that I can pay to get Jannat. And beyond this difficulty of saving myself from the temptations and those hardships, those temptations that are there, beyond these temptations, if I can, is Jahannam, if I can save myself from these temptations, I'm actually saving myself from Jahannam. So such a beautiful example. We should keep this in mind, that sometimes things are very tempting. They look very exciting. That let me look at this haram. Let me get involved in this haram. Let me engage in this haram transaction, this haram deal. Let me get involved in a haram woman, in some type of something that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But beyond that pleasure, that temporary pleasure, is the disobedience and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. What a beautiful, simple hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, that it would look difficult. Yes, but we tell ourselves, just beyond that veil, it's only a veil, nothing more than just a thin veil that is there, that is deceiving the eye, to make it look difficult, but beyond that is Jannat. Allah Ta'ala has kept Jannat. And those temptations that are there just in front, they look so luring, they look so hard, but beyond those temptations that look so exciting, a person finds that beyond that is Jahannam. If I get saved from this temptation, I'm actually getting saved from Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.